honeydew melon, is that the...
Yes, it's Neimelon.
Is that different from a muskmelon and a...
Well, I think it belongs to the muskmelon family, and I'm not sure about that, but there's so many different varieties of the melons.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow a lot of melons around here?
We used to.
Can you think of any other different kinds other than those that I've mentioned? Any other different kinds of watermelon besides the mammoth and midget?
Well, the mammoth is, that covers a variety of the big melons that have many different types and kinds. And really, I can't remember the different kinds we grew. And then we had one now, that banana melon. I don't think that was mentioned. We used to grow quite a lot of those.
Is that a kind of watermelon?
No, it's some cantaloupe style, and grows long, something like that long, and it's shaped somewhat like a banana.
I see. What color is it inside?
Yellow.
These things grow close to the ground, and they're kind of shaped like little umbrellas.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. And what are the poison ones called?
Well, I'm afraid I have forgotten, although I was reading something about it not long ago, but my memory is just not what don't.
But you're doing fine if,
I don't think I remember the names.
Well, either frog stools or toad stools, either of those common?
Yes.
Which one?
The frog stools are...
Okay. And if someone had something caught and it stuck in his throat, he'd say he couldn't get it down. Yeah. And two products made with tobacco.
Chewing tobacco, cigarettes.
And then the longer things. Longer.
Cigars.
Yeah. And if you're not in debt to anyone, you might say, I'm not in debt to anyone, or you might say, I'm not...
I do not owe anything.
Would you ever use obligated or beholden?
Well, you could.
Which one?
I believe I prefer beholden.
Alright. Now, what about your use of the word ain't in casual conversation?
Well, that is, I'd say that that's used.
And how, in what kind of a situation might you use it?
Well, I've heard people make remarks like this, I ain't going to do so much.
I see. And if you're able to do something, someone says someone doesn't believe you are able to do it, but you know you are, you might say, yes, I do it. Yes, I.
I am able to.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
But that using a formula that you can do it, you'd say, yes, I
can do it.
Okay. And a person says, I'm really tired because I, all day, I...
been working.
Okay. And this is a bird that makes a hooting sound.
Hootel.
And what's the smaller one called?
Screech owl.
Are there any other kinds of owls around here?
Well, we have what's called a barnyard owl.
Now how does that differ from the other two?
Well, they're smaller than the screech owls, and they stay around barns. And they have one down near the house for a few days, but it died.
What do they call these birds that get up in trees and...
Woodpeckers.
Do you ever call anything else?
Yes, they do have another name.
Do you ever call them peckerwoods?
Yes, I've heard them called that.
What's that?
Peckerwood.
Yeah, peckerwood or woodpecker, either one. What about these animals that